Hello, folks. It is an absolutely gorgeous evening. I'm outside for a walk, wearing a short-sleeved blouse, and do not feel the need of a jacket. The Holy Thursday Tenebrae service just concluded, and I thought that afterward, rather than going right back inside, I'd get a bit of fresh air, which I feel like I've been lacking lately. Thank goodness I was reasonably audible for the reading. Hopefully it went well. I did record it. But I'm not sure if I can post it or not, because I don't know if the length of the file is postable. We shall see. They sang, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" which I love, but unfortunately, people couldn't quite get the rhythm right because we've never sung it before, at least not in the history of my attendance at that church. So that was a little messed up, but everything else was lovely. I was semi-conducting, trying to keep people in time, but it didn't quite work out that way. So I know the hymn or spiritual very well, but there was no way I was going to try singing, not with this bronchitis. Reading was enough, God knows. Actually, I had a nice day all around. I made macaroni and cheese. Not Kraft dinner, the real thing. With white sauce. And had Kim over for lunch. And then we had coffee and these chocolate biscuits that are called fiddlesticks. Oh my word. Right then. My brother would be able to tell me if that motorbike's any good. He's the motorcycle connoisseur. So I got a new cane on Tuesday. And, alas and woe is me, it's actually a bit too long for me. I was given the length that they had on file, but the problem is, I've shrunk a little bit due to my osteopenia, which is a precursor to osteoporosis. I used to be 5'2", now I'm 5.5". I'm a pipsqueak. I don't know if I should try to take it back or not. I'm hoping to make do with it for now. Because having a longer cane is at least a lot safer than having a short cane. The spare one of Kim's that I was borrowing for a while was way too short for me. It was even too short for her. Hence the reason why it was a spare, I think. Bloody hell. Thank goodness I didn't have to hack and cough much in church. It was a short service because there was choir practice for that concert tomorrow night. They're doing the god-awful Duraflay Requiem. And then, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure to some people it's lovely. I just can't stand it. But then they're doing this Requiem by a little-known French composer called Giroux. And it was just found not that long ago by a musicologist at the bottom of a box in someone's attic, believe it or not. So this is the first time this particular requiem will have ever been performed. Oh, I love the sound of these birds. It's wonderful to wake up hearing them call first thing in the morning. But I think I'm going to go in now and either eat a salad or some leftover macaroni cheese. I haven't decided which yet.